1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A mass shooting in a small town in Mississippi. Six people are dead. The suspect is in custody. The killing spree started at a convenience store not far from Ethan Cash's home.
I go up to the truck where a guy got shot at, and I check his pulse and everything, make sure he's okay. He's already gone at this point.
The shootings took place at multiple sites. The suspect's ex-wife is one of the victims. In Memphis, the five ex-police officers charged in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols all pled not guilty. His mother, Rovon Wells.
I want each and every one of those police officers to be able to look me in the face. They haven't done that yet. They couldn't even do that today. They didn't even have the courage.
The next court date is set for May 1st. The man who allegedly shot two Jewish men outside synagogues in L.A. has been federally indicted. Martin Estrada's with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
It is critical that we stand up as a community and say no to hate.
28-year-old Jamie Trance charged with two hate crime counts. He pleaded not guilty. Those who live near the train derailment site in East Palestine, Ohio, aren't feeling too safe breathing the air and drinking the water there. CBS's Roxana Saberi spoke to a resident who's feeling uneasy.
She fears her water and air are now contaminated and has joined one of several class action lawsuits against Norfolk Southern.
You're showering here?
Yes.
Are you drinking the water?
No.
The EPA administrator visited the area and assured residents the water is safe to drink. Ohio's governor delivered the same message.
Those five wells have all come back clean.
And more problems for Norfolk Southern. On Thursday, another one of the company's trains derailed outside of Detroit. There were hazardous materials on one of the cars, but there were no leaks or spills. A company's in trouble for using kids for some pretty dangerous work in its meatpacking plants. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The company, Packer Sanitation Services, was accused of employing more than 100 children ages 13 to 17 at meatpacking plants in eight states. The company has paid a $1.5 million fine and has hired a law firm to review hiring policies.
Our Jim Crisola with some not-so-good news for the 22 million people who live in Florida.
The cost of most homeowners insurance policies in Florida have soared 100% over the past 3 years, and the rate increases aren't stopping. The insurance industry and various state officials expect premiums to go up another 50% or more in June when a new hurricane season begins.
2023 NBA All-Star Weekend continues in Utah with the Skills Challenge 3-point contest and slam dunk competition. Those all go down today. This is CBS News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267,
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. Now, these gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-935-7267.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. Has the Michigan Republican Party been taken over by basically fascists, neo-fascists, whatever you want to call them? Sadly, it's looking like this is the case, and a lot of Republicans, you know, my dad's Republican Party, guys that he knew back in the day, and a lot of them have passed away now, too, but they've just got to be just in pain. I mean, it's just, there's a piece over at rawstory.com, it's titled, Like a Coup, Michigan Republicans Raise Alarms at Militant Far-Right Takeover. Moderate Republicans in Michigan are growing increasingly alarmed at the far-right members of their party who are making major inroads in taking over the entire statewide party using methods including armed intimidation at Republican events. These guys aren't, you know, just showing up with guns at drag shows. They're showing up with guns at Republican meetings. The report states, this is from the party, this is an internal party report. Hardliners deployed armed guards to bar moderate delegates from a county meeting last August, threatening to bring criminal trespassing charges against them, according to an email to the moderates seen by Reuters News. Penny Swan, who was exposed to the armed guards last August, one of the people who's turned away, she said to me, apparently turned away, she said to me, this is like a coup of the Republican Party. It's like the radical right is trying to take over. Excuse me. She writes, oh, this is Reuters now. Reuters news service writes, Saturday's meeting is expected to cement Michigan Republicans' shift to the right. The top two candidates for state party chair have been promoting conspiracy theories in support of Trump's false claims about voter fraud. Nine other candidates are running. But the moderates are like diluting their own votes, tragically. So they go on to say, Michael Traugott of the Center for Political Studies at the University of Michigan, he said, what's going on in Michigan is a microcosm of what's going on with the GOP nationally. And I think he's absolutely right. So the question is, will the Republican Party pull itself back from the brink? I don't know. I mean, these same people now are showing up at drag shows. You know, again, I keep saying this. I don't get what drag shows have to do with sex. They have, you know, dressing like you're, you know, a different gender or even just dressing outrageously. What does that have to do with sex? These are not sex shows. This is not pornography. We're not talking about stripper clubs. But, you know, the fascists keep doing this. The last was, this was at the, in North Texas, the suburb of Princeton in North Texas, a tiny community center there. It was a small town. And Kelly Niederd, who describes herself as a Christian fascist, pulled up with her own armed private security. She's part of, she's the head of a group called Protect Texas Kids, which baselessly claims, I'm quoting here from Candace Burns over Truthout, which basically baselessly claims to be defending children from grooming. In reality, the group is using false narratives to stoke hatred and violence against the LGBTQ community. Right-wing, far-right influencers with right-wing videos streaming service Blaze TV and the KGB show showed up and started streaming this thing. So now the table got turned. The Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club. These John Brown gun clubs are popping up all over the country. These are gun clubs. Many of them are African Americans. Some of them are integrated. Some of them are even white people, as far as I can tell. And they are starting to show up at some of these events where these right wingers are showing up with their weapons, trying to intimidate people. They faced off most recently at the Elm Fork. This is the Elm Fork John Brown Club at a drag brunch event in Roanoke, Texas. That was in August of last year. That sparked a wave of far-right drag protests across the country that led to a fatal mass shooting at a drag show in Colorado Springs. Five people were killed in November by these self-described Christian fascists. Niederd is the woman who describes herself as a Christian fascist and leads this group. She has been targeting drag events at the church in Katy, Texas, as well as theaters, venues, and restaurants in San Antonio, Grand Prairie, Texas, and Dallas. Her protests include neo-Nazi, neo-fascist, extremist militia, and Christian nationalist groups like the Aryan Freedom Network and the North and Central Texas Proud Boys. They show up armed with assault rifles and swastikas. The group threw up Nazi salutes and bore a flag depicting a swastika. A Republican state representative in Texas, Tony Tinderholt is his name, hired this woman's twin brother, Jake Niederd, as his office as a legislative director. Jake Niederd, he's the brother of the woman who calls herself a Christian fascist who's organizing these armed groups to show up at drag shows. He now works for this congressman, for this Republican state representative, and he has called for the public execution of anyone who takes their children to a drag show. And he is being funded by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC, according to this article, a fundraising group, I'm quoting from truthout.org, a piece by Candace Burnt, has been funded by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC, a fundraising group tied to West Texas oil billionaires. They named two of them. I'll let you look it up if you want. That has poured millions into far-right causes across the state. My question is, where are the log cabin Republicans? I mean, I used to know these, you know, some of these log cabin Republicans. One of them was a regular on our program. I don't want to name him right now because I don't know if he still has an affiliation with them. But, you know, he's an openly gay Republican. He's been on my program probably 30 times in the last 15 years. Good guy, by the way. In fact, he ran for office in Kansas, and I endorsed him. According to Equality Texas, at least 63 bills supporting gay rights by Democratic lawmakers have already been filed. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Might sneeze again here. Pardon me. There we go. Others are fighting for LGBTQ rights on the streets, forming new coalitions with armed community defense groups beyond the John Brown gun clubs. Armed members of Veterans for Equality showed up to defend a drag queen Christmas outside the Aztec Theater in San Antonio in December, for instance, some carrying weapons, some carrying concealed weapons. Veterans for Equality co-founder Jen Penna told Truthout, quote, "A drag queen, when we first came in to the military, we swore an oath to fight enemies foreign and domestic. And right now we feel like the domestic part is really having an effect on us and trying to strip away our rights." You think? Incredible. And our crazy alert for the day, and then I'll get to your calls here. As South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley takes the popular position, or when she was governor, that she was taking the Confederate flag off the South Carolina flag and took down the Confederate flag over the Capitol building. Apparently, Ann Coulter was not happy about that. White supremacists generally are unhappy with that kind of thing. She said that Haley should, quote, go back to her own country. Nikki Haley was born in America. Her parents are Indian immigrants. And said that Haley should, quote, not be taking down parts of American history, end quote. Yeah, right. Coulter said, I need to emigrate to India so I can demand that they start taking down parts of their history. This is my country, lady. Why don't you go back to your own country? Holy cow. I mean, this is beyond just bad taste or hate or bigotry and xenophobia. This is anti-American. This is un-American. This is spitting in the face of the founders of this country and the literally millions of people who have fought and died to defend this country in wars all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm so sick of this. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, my husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it.
You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
Welcome back to In It Goes Friday. Michael in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, I'm kind of sad about the arraignment that the guy gave in Memphis, Tennessee for those five beasts, I won't say which species, who killed Tyree Nichols. The arraignment this morning, I want as many people as possible to know, he reassured the police that this was going to be a long, complicated trial, and he warned the rest of us. He said that anything, any moves to make this a less an unfair trial or to compromise these policemen's right to a fair trial, he would be seriously against those. He warned them not to do it. He warned us, basically the people of Memphis and the whole United States, for that matter, to not hold demonstrations in favor of Tyree Nichols. And I wondered if you'd heard much about this. The arraignment this morning, I think it was this morning, I'm not sure, I heard it on NPR, but basically he reassured the cops, hey, this is going to take a long time. You're out on bail. Don't worry. We got you covered. He rhetorically gave that message to them. He didn't say those things exactly. And he also warned the rest of us that any behavior, that was the word he used, any behavior that might compromise those police officers' right to a fair trial would not be tolerated.
Yeah. Some of that is pro forma language. It's just, you know, what you say before any trial. Some of it, my guess, and I saw a couple of blog posts about this morning, Michael. Some of it, my guess, is that basically what this judge is trying to say to the right-wingers out there is, please don't put me on your death list. Please don't send me death threats. Please don't harass my family, you know, like typically happens when anybody takes on a right-winger. But you're absolutely right. But hopefully they do get a fair trial. And hopefully they do end up, you know, fairly in prison for the rest of their lives, because that's where they should be. Michael, thank you. Pedro in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Pedro, what's up?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I think I'll be doing better later on.
Okay. I'm great, but I'll get better, huh? So what's up?
My version of it, anyway.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things I wanted to bring up, Tom. First of all, I have been listening to you since the early 2000s, since the inception of Air America Radio, and I heard you on there for the first time, and I was hooked. I said to myself, oh, my God, finally somebody I can relate to, somebody that speaks the same language I speak, and I've been listening to you ever since.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
So the first thing I wanted to mention was I know you were talking about plugging in, powering up your house from your battery in your hybrid car, which is, you know, obviously it's possible, but two things you need to consider when you're looking at doing something like that. The battery is a DC output device. You have to use an inverter to convert that.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. That's the $45 contraption that I bought on Amazon that's specific to this Hyundai Ioniq 5 car.
And it's got a 110 outlet. You know, it's full 60 cycles. It's the real deal.
Right, right. And that's what, you know, I kind of assumed that you already had all that figured out. My warning would be that inverters are rated to only sustain a certain amount of load, wattage load.
Right.
The battery can provide the power, you know, depending on the amp hour rating on the battery. Like you said, this is 100,000 amp hours or something like that.
Yeah.
It can go on forever, but at a very low rate.
Right.
If you surpass that maximum load on that inverter, you know, you'll end up destroying the inverter.
Right. It's 15 kilo. 15 amps,
1500 watts.
1500 watts, yeah. And
they make larger ones, that you can put on there, and you can even stack them because they're all digital now. So that
couldn't you have phase problems if you tried to? Of course, I suppose I could feed one side of my breaker box with one, and the other side with another, because there's a separate outlet in the car that's also rated at 15 amps. So I could do one cord to an outlet that's connected to one side of my breaker box and another cord that's connected to the other side. They'd share ground, but they'd both be grounding against the car, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that because, you know, a lot of times you have a little bit of bleed through and, you know,
it might get tricky.
If the inverters are not synced, what you can do with new inverters, because they're all digital, they can sync up the output, the hertz coming out, so that they're both working simultaneously, and you can elevate the amount of load you can put on your battery. But I would not put one on one leg and one on the other leg, because, you know, they're going to be working separate, and if something happens, you know, you may end up damaging both of them.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And if they're even slightly out of phase, you're gonna have a reduction in power, and if they're 180 degrees out of phase, you lose everything.
So. Oh, yeah. You know, if anything more than a few degrees out of phase, and you can literally destroy them, because, like I said, they're all digital. They're not like the old mechanical, which would be even worse, because then you'd have an explosion. But
yeah, I got it. Pedro, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for the information and more food for thought. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hacking your house and your car. What great fun. We'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dear friends, our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack that essential protein and the healthy fats your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a topper. And wow, do they love this stuff. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will go as nuts for their meal toppers as ours do and will benefit from these products that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. So you've got nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's DinoVite.com. Dynavite.com and check it out. They have other products, by the way, beyond just the meal toppers, although those are my favorites. Lots of great stuff. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. David in Palisade, Colorado. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Best beaches in the world.
The best what?
Beaches in the world.
Beaches in Colorado?
Oh, yeah. Western Slope. 3rd District, Colorado. Sound familiar?
Oh, interesting.
Lauren Boebert is my representative.
Oh, you have my sympathy.
I should. I've worked against her for the last two cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And this last cycle, I made thousands of phone calls, and I could really see the Boebert disgust. There was a huge swing in Indies and a few Republicans in this district. That's why it was so close.
Yeah, she just won by a couple hundred votes.
564.
Okay? There you go.
And I wanted to clear up the candidate. His name is Adam Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H.
Did I say something different?
You said Andy something.
Oh, Andy Frisch. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Adam. You're right. I mix it up. I've got a good friend, Carl Frisch, who has run for political office. He used to he's been, in fact, he filled in for me on this show. He's been a guest on our show a lot. Spells his name the same way, and so I was easily remembering Frisch, but I guess I had mixed up Andy and Adam. So it's Adam Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we don't want anything getting in the way of contributions.
I get it.
He has filed his papers. He is declared candidate, and he is accepting contributions.
God bless him.
Okay. And one note, so please, if you don't care for the Bobo, please send Adam some money, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard people calling her Bam Bam or Boom Boom, because she's so into guns. I mean, does she have a nickname there in Colorado, or is that just snarky stuff on the web?
Us people who were working on the campaign tend to call her Bobo. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can call her anything you want as long as we don't call her 2 years from now. Okay?
Yeah, there you go. Has that story about her husband being arrested for whipping his junk out in front of a teenage girl in a bowling alley, does anybody care?
Actually, in the alley behind the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, even classier than you saw it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. And she is like a three-time GED taker, but...
Three times?
Nevertheless, three times, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, she had to learn all the questions.
That's right.
I think they gave her the same one three times. I don't know. Let's not get personal. Let's not be nasty.
Yeah, you're right. I was just wondering how the people in the district think of her, It's because there's a lot of baggage there.
I was going to comment on the nonpartisan commission that drew the district lines for Colorado. We picked up a new congressman in 2022. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we have a nonpartisan commission that draws the lines, and they did a pretty good job. I mean, if you're after competitive districts, that's what we got.
Yeah, well, they typically do, and that's a good thing for democracy, generally speaking.
Yeah.
If you didn't have half the states gerrymandered to the point that they're, elections become meaningless.
And we don't have that in Colorado.
Right.
However, and there's always a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
In the district I'm in, which is about a 55-45 Republican advantage, this commission inexplicably added about 1,800, 2,000 Republicans to this district. I think they were trying to make the numbers come out right.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing we needed were more Republicans here. I can't help but think that last boost where that 564 came from. Okay.
That's why Boebert's in office, yeah.
Yeah, so let's not do that again.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
So when you guys have nonpartisan commissions, I don't know exactly how they came about what they did, but we'll just have to work harder to defeat her.
There you go. Well, good luck, anyway. David, and let Adam Frisch, Adam, right?
Yep. F-R-I-S-C-H.
Yeah. Let Adam Frisch know if you have any communication with him, that if you'd like to come on our program and talk about his candidacy, he is more than welcome.
I will do that. Okay. I am able to do that.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, David. Good talking to you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the train derailment and the toxic chemical explosion from two weeks ago.
Is that down the road from you?
It's not, but we've had our own versions of it. That's what I wanted to get at.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be gathering a lot more attention. Mm-hmm. I think it wasn't two nights ago, a derailment right outside of Detroit, or maybe it wasn't Detroit, I'm not sure, but that was in the news. And on CNBC, which is your business news network for NBC, it's the 24-hour cable business news network, they had an interview with the former CEO of CSX Railroad, which is the railroad that had this disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. And the interviewer, one of the regular anchors on the business news network, seemed pretty alarmed, was asking some very pointed questions. So this seems to be getting a lot more serious attention. It was on the network news last night, all night. The head of the EPA in the Biden administration was there on the ground.
Right.
Senator Sherrod Brown was there in people's living rooms. Apparently, the problem, and one of the numbers that flashed up during the CNBC interview with the former CEO, was the number of derailments in the United States in 2022. Almost 1,100.
Whoa.
There's like three a day happening.
Whoa.
And I think what really alarmed people was we had one in Ohio, then just two or three nights ago, one in Detroit. Now, this is all going to drive to a point, but...
there was one in Texas and one in Oregon in the last 2 days, too.
Some of them are bigger than others, but on the East Coast, from Boston to Washington, D.C., you have one of the most enormous networks of railroads, and they call the Tier 1 railroads. They're the big remaining, the monopolizers that have survived all the consolidations of all the railroads from the beginning of the industrialization era.
Right.
And we have commuter lines, we have commercial lines, they go into Canada, they go into the Southwest, and they go straight across the country to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And a lot of the terminal places are New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore harbors. Now, here's the thing. We have oil refineries all up and down the eastern seaboard. Again, from the very beginning of industrialization, this is where oil refineries started. It's where the railroad started. So every day going through downtown Philadelphia in front of billions and tens of billions of dollars of real estate and luxury high-rise apartments or bomb trains, you can see them
mm-hmm.
going along the Schuylkill River, the industrial infrastructure of America on the East Coast, they used to call it the Eastern Seaboard, is extensive. In 2015, the Amtrak, the commuter line, had one of the worst disasters, and there was extensive network and national attention paid to it. The people that were injured on it, one of them was a U.S. congressman from Bucks County here in our region. The person who just got off the train before it crashed in Philadelphia was the senator from Delaware, Chris Coons.
Hmm.
And we all know who used to take the Metroliner every day from almost sure. every day out of Washington, D.C. He's president now.
Yeah.
He was just in Baltimore. They're going to fix a tunnel there, a tunnel that's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Now, when they did the analysis of the problem, the braking system goes back to the Civil War era.
Yep.
And the in 2009, yeah, 2009, they passed the Railroad Safety Act mandating what's called positive train control. And it's a modern
and
system.
And Trump overrode it, didn't he?
I believe that he did, but he shut it down.
There you go.
But we're talking about 2009. It's going on 15 years since it should have been implemented.
I'm with you. Paul, we do not allow private individuals, generally speaking. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions here where some of the toll roads have been sold off to companies, one to an Australian company, another to an Italian company, and there's some of these toll roads in the Midwest. But generally speaking, our road systems are publicly owned. You know, they're either federally owned and administered, the interstate highway system. There's state roads, there's county roads, there's city roads.
Right.
And state yet, DOT, our rail, which is arguably every bit as vital infrastructure, particularly if you look at it from an economic point of view, our rail is all privately owned now, or almost all privately owned. And that was not the case 70 years ago. Pardon?
I said the commercial is what. Here's the difference. You're just to make your point validated. You have commuter rail lines, which are basically public authorities that are stitched together from the leftover railroads in the Philadelphia area. The old Reading and Pennsylvania Railroad commuter lines have been incorporated to something called SEPTA, which is Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. They implemented the 2009 law. They were one of only two railroad systems in the entire country that put it into effect.
The point I was making, though, is that I think that it's time to nationalize the railroad, the beds. You know?
Well, we're going to have to because they're not investing money. Here's the final point. It's a slum. There are slum lords.
Yeah.
They haven't built any new railroads. They haven't invested the capital investment. They drag their feet and they get their buddies to get them out of the need to invest any money.
And they're making billions in profits. Billions. I'm with you, Paul. I'm completely with you. Paul, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I really do think it is time for us to say, you know, enough is enough. The railroad, the rail lines of America belong to America.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You know, Louise and I were searching for better sleep and more calm, and we discovered that we could get it from CB Distillery. Works for both of us. Did you know the CB Distillery has over 2 million satisfied customers? 90% of their customers report that they sleep better with CBD. 81% said CBD works with helps them with stress. 80% said CBD helps with aches and pains after physical activity. If you're looking at any of these issues, try CBD from the source I trust, CBDistillery.com. Now let me get you on the right path with my 20% discount. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, for your discount. No prescription required. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off, CBDistillery.com. And they've got a bunch of new products over there you're going to want to check out. CBDistillery.com, over 2 million satisfied customers. These folks have a great product. CBDistillery.com. For some reason, my audio is really, really faint. Anyhow, welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. And where are we? Oh, yeah, we're picking up your phone calls. So, Rick in Seattle. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Oh, good. My phone was kind of getting a little low on power. I mentioned George Washington Carver to your screener person. Have you ever heard of that person?
Is he the guy who invented peanut butter?
Well, he did a lot more than that.
Yeah, no,
I learned about him in...
He's a black scientist who was brilliant, actually, back in the day.
Yeah, from Tuskegee University. And, he invented, like, hundreds, maybe thousands of different polymers and pastes and, and different paints and things, too. And I thought, well, between that and growing hemp, those are good alternatives for using chemical products that just... ruin the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe eventually we could get rid of some of those chemicals in our body.
So we should be using more products like he developed that were basically plant-based. Is that your point?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, and he was quite a guy. You know, he was one of the few black people that we studied when I was in elementary school. I mean, you know, he was apparently also just an extraordinarily decent human being. Rick, thank you. Thanks for that. Dean in Los Angeles. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to remark regarding that earlier. I love that quote, FDR, that you play.
Yes. Let me warn you about the smooth evasion.
Look, such an orator. I can't wait till we have somebody step forward like that about a year from now. My feeling is that I think we need to just watch closely to the words they use when Republicans are going to come across debates over Social Security. Because you know what they do? Is that if we argue, you know, if a liberal says, you're going to destroy Social Security, they're going to say, oh, no, we're not.
We're going to reform it.
And they'll use a fancy verb. No, right. We're going to reform. We're going to improve it.
Yes. Exactly.
But they'll get even better and say, we're going to streamline or modernize. And you'll know immediately, in my opinion, what they're really going to do is attempt to do what they've managed to do with Medicare and say, oh, no, we're just making Social Security Part B.
Right. And Medicare is half privatized now, and they're going to try and do the same thing with Social Security. They'll probably call it Social Security Advantage. You know?
Right, yeah, Social Security Advantage, great.
I am with you. No, Dean, I got to run. I want to try and get one more call in before the end of the show for the week. Thank you for the call. Jeff in San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Oh, national health care, I think, is another thing we need to nationalize. Well, I'm trying to get a new doctor, and I go to the website of my insurance company, and I call one of these doctors, and they says, we don't take health insurance, it's out of pocket. And it's on the website.
Wow.
So and they go, well, no, you have to pay, and then it's like, they try to get you every which way, and it's insane. These insurance companies, we need to outlaw for-profit insurance companies, basically.
I agree.
As far as I can see.
I agree. They are giant parasitic leeches attached to the back of the American people, and they're sucking the blood out every day.
Yeah, I still need to read your book about national health care. Yeah. I'm not sure what it's called.
Well, it'll raise your blood pressure, I should tell you that. Right. I got to run, Jeff. I'm sorry, we're out of time, but thank you. Thank you for your comments. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Coyd, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carniverity, all the great folks who work on this program, help bring you our, you know, whatever it is I'm doing here every day, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. God bless them all. And thank you. Thank you for, I've been hearing from people, you know, from stations. People have been calling our stations, thanking them for the show. They've been calling our sponsors. They've been responding to the fundraisers of our nonprofits. Thank you. Get out there, get active, tag. You're it.
You've
have
been
a great weekend.
To Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, my husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's Cozy.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more
at WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.